My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And there is Tyler, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, if you're seeing it, Tyler does have on a blazer and no hat. And
doesn't happen often.
And it really pisses me off.
I knew you were going to say
it. I was not going to do that because I do want to stay on topic, but it pisses me off.
The hat part primarily, right?
No, that's it. Is look at that. Look at that. That's an A+. You got a part working. You got that hair combed right into that little whip that you like. I mean, the fade is nice, and you come out here every day and you disrespect your barber, and you just disrespect what your hair has been doing for years, and it is fantastic, and you cover it up.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, man.
I'm surprised you didn't have a hat in the car just to do it.
Oh, I got it in here with me. I'm definitely making a wardrobe change here pretty soon.
You'll sweat through that one, I bet.
My man right there, he got deep V-neck with the blazer. And the burgundy pants. That's what I'm talking about. Do you
think? Thanks,
bro. Black on black up top with them burgundy britches. That's it. What kind of shoes you go with? They weren't Doc Martens, are they?
Vans.
Vans. Yep. I got to pull that. I didn't need to see that. text line. Nobody said he was Darrell Revis. I'm just saying they treat him like that. Well, listen, we talked about that yesterday. And we talked about just, hey, he's still a great player. I think they got to just, hey, leaving him on an island. That was coming. What happened Sunday? He had gotten away with giving up big plays, and I think they just need to kind of pull back. Because I don't think there are any Darrell Revises in the league, to be honest, right now. I don't think there is any corner in the league, Clint, that I'd say, hey, go bump and run with 30 seconds left with no help behind you. I don't think there's anybody in the half. I don't think there's anybody in the league that you consistently should do that, and it feels like that's how they're attacking it. But I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that because we will get to that in stock up, stock down. Apparently, you got somebody in that range. But I think the news is to the other side of the secondary and the cornerback position, and really the secondary overall injuries continuing to give the Texans issues. Sources say Texans rookie cornerback, this coming from Aaron Wilson, Kamari Lassiter with that. He's got that shoulder issue. It's a fracture in the shoulder. Clint, he's expected to miss and be out a few more games. So a few is three, right? I'm just making sure I get that. Couple is two.
Nailed it.
And one is one. A couple is two, and a few is three, and several is now IR territory. So a few sounds like at least three games. Jimmy Ward also with the groin is going to miss the Packers game. Whenever we get the full injury report, we'll pass that along. But Clint, we talked about Derek Stingley, but Kamari Laster, you missed him in the last game against the Patriots, and now it looks like you may miss him for a few more games. As I said, that's three. That's the Packers with a great passing attack. I think probably the best complete offense when you talk about coach, play caller, quarterback, offensive weapons that the Texans have had to face this year. Him, they play them, the Lions coming, the Jets who just got Davante Adams coming along, the Colts who had a couple of big plays that they hit and a couple of that they missed coming up. So they're going to be without Kamari Laster for the next few games. How big is this one for you? Because I know you said Mario Edwards Jr., that's kind of a big deal, even though Autry coming back. How big is it with Kamari Laster?
Well, I think it's big because, Ryan, the teams you just mentioned, they're going to challenge not just the guy that's playing Kamari Lassiter's position or if Kamari's back him. They're going to challenge Eric Murray the way the Texans have been playing defense. They're going to challenge Jalen Petrie the way the Texans have been playing defense. And so it's going to be a different level of a challenge when the Green Bay comes around, a Green Bay game comes around here. It's just going to be a different challenge all the way around. And on top of that, the Green Bay attack is more of a, we've got four guys that complement each other really well, and we'll use any of them. We can literally line up in any formation and pick the mismatch that we want. They're not a Davante Adams is over here. Go, you know, shade your safety over there. Give you your best corner. You know, push your coverage that direction. You know, that's from a scheme standpoint, that's a little bit easier than when you've got three or four guys and plus a tight end scattered across there that can hurt you. And so, you know, I think the Kamari Lassiter thing is big because that's the case. Right now, it's not Kamari that they can target. It's your third best cover corner. And so it's a problem. We talked about this before. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with the nickel position. Yeah. If they're going to continue to pressure the way that they are, they always talk about the coverage matching the rush. Boy, there could be some real challenges this week with their personnel, the way they've rolled that thing out all year long. And when it's minus Kamari Lassiter, one of your starting corners, your second best cover guy on the team behind Derek Stingley, that's big problems any way you slice it. There's another part to this injury that interests me, that comes to mind here. I know D'Amico Ryans wants everybody on his football team to be physical, but I've seen Kamari Lassiter make a hit and stand up and beat himself on the head all I want.
You're going to get hit hard.
This is a perfect example. I know it's football. I know it's a rough sport.
You think he's being too physical?
I mean, I don't know if you can ever be too physical, but I do think there's a point of, hey man, you're a corner. Just get it accomplished. I mean, he's a heat seeking missile. He's coming in. He hits like he's.
But that's
like,
a big part of what they liked about him in his game is physicality and how he comes up and feels with the room.
And that's fine. And that's fine. But this is going to happen. This kind of it's a scapula, bro. Yeah. It's the back of your shoulder,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and maybe it's a freak accident. Maybe I watch him play, and I love the physicality. I love the physicality in his basic fundamentals and technique when he's playing coverage. Mm. I don't like the heat-seeking. You know what? I love Buda Baker in Arizona, too. But I ain't real sure that his career is going to last much longer the way he plays the game. It scares me, Ron, because what happens is he's the heat-seeking missile. He plays that physical, and then he gets up and he's beating himself on the head. Like, he's in a mental place of, like, I'll break my neck trying to tackle
him. But I think that he has to be that way.
Well, he's asking you to back off a little bit.
I'm just saying to be his best.
I'm looking out for him.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think Kamari Laster is the Kamari Laster if he's not in that mental state or playing.
Give me, and I'm asking, I'm not being a smartass here. Give me one corner that's played in the league for a while and been a starting corner that is maybe not Pro Bowl but is a staple starting corner somewhere that runs up and feels on the run and gets up and beats the hell out of his own head five times on the way back to the huddle. I just don't see that when I watch corners play.
I think L'Jarius Sneed is a really physical corner that feels and hits. Now I don't know if he's punching himself in the head or anything, but I mean he's a physical player. I just think that's just a part of him. If you say, hey man, we got to back this off, I just don't know if you get the
I don't know. I'm not saying that DeMeco. What I'm saying is I hope that he, as a player, now sees this. It comes out on the flip side of this. He's going to be fine, obviously. But comes out on the flip side of this injury of, hey, I probably need to do things a little bit differently. This you know, when Jonathan Taylor bounces a run outside, I probably shouldn't try to square that guy up. You know, when the guys in this league, and I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying in general, like you can be a physical corner without playing with a linebacker's mentality. That's it. Jalen Petrie is unbelievably physical. I don't watch him play and go, boy, he might, there's a good chance he's going to leave any game with a concussion. Leading with his head, I mean, coming downhill, heat-seeking missile. He plays as physical
see
as anybody
that, when
out
you're
there.
Bro, I feel like I see them similar. Like I've yet to see.
Now I think Jalen Petrie's a much better tackler than people give him credit for. I think he is physical, but some of the plays that I've seen in Kamari's 5-game career here, I mean it's reckless, man. And look, I admire and respect it. I don't have it in me. Admire and respect it. I'm just. I hope on the flip side of this injury. I hope he comes out of it going, okay, well, let me just be a physical corner that tackles well instead of playing a way that I cost myself 2 or 3 games in the middle of the season because I broke a shoulder. A shoulder. My man broke a shoulder, Chief.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I wonder if he can make that adjustment and be the same dude that he can.
I just want him to be healthy and be in play. That's all I want. I mean, that's – ultimately, that's
because I don't know
game.
If he had these problems. He played like this at Georgia, didn't he? I don't know if he had these problems there, but we'll see. My thought with it was, I think it's an issue to me is just because, I mean, you just can't keep losing kind of frontline guys at this part of the season.
Ooh, yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
A great
like,
point, yeah,
like you're down Nico, and he's clearly your number one weapon.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com